President Obama says the richest Americans can afford to pay more to help avoid going over the fiscal cliff. In a news conference today, he also called on Congress to extend expiring tax cuts for the middle class.
Just one of the topics covered by the president in today's news conference. Let's go to Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico. Good to have you back, Rachel.
Good to be here. How are you both?
We're doing good. Did you hear anything what the president had to say today that indicates that he is ready for a new compromise?
He did leave the door open. I mean, we heard him say, as he has said before, that what he's not going to do is extend Bush tax cut for the wealthiest 2%. He says we can't afford that as a country. But he was very careful to say that he's open to new ideas, that the American people want action. So, you know, it's interesting. There's always this dance we see in Washington, and we're seeing it right now with President Obama and John Boehner. Each side has to go to their corners and kind of establish their markers, put down their markers about where they stand in the debate. And then there's a process, unless the process falls apart, as we've seen in the past. But hopefully there's a process of moving to the middle on both sides. And in comments we've seen both from President Obama and from John Boehner, they have left room to negotiate about items such as closing loopholes and deductions and to try to leave some room in the middle, some middle ground. His comments on tax reform were not new. We didn't hear a lot of new information in the fiscal cliff. The more surprising portion of the press conference was when he talked about UN Ambassador Susan Rice.
Well, let's talk about that for a moment, because there have been a lot of questions about Susan Rice, and some people might not support her if she's nominated to be the Secretary of State.
That's right. President Obama went very hard after Senator John McCain and Senator Lindsey Graham for some comments they've made about her. He described them as outrageous. He said, if Senator McCain and Graham and others want to go after somebody, they should go after me. And he said, for them to go after the UN ambassador, this is, of course, related to Benghazi, he said, who had nothing to do with Benghazi and was simply making a presentation based on intelligence she had received to smirch her reputation is outrageous. So very strong language from the president. The thing that made that so interesting was that was such a contrast with his tone in the rest of the press conference. You know, he really did not gloat about his reelection at all. He talked a little bit about self-analysis after the election, reaching across the aisle, being open to new ideas. He talked about immigration reform. And then we had this very stark moment where he made these comments about Susan Rice, and both McCain and Graham responded immediately in equally tough tones.
All right, Rachel, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much.
Rachel Smolkin, White House editor for Politico.